We are up to Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, and it starts three lines from the bottom. Kuf Vav Amud Beis, the unten. If you see tomorrow Yisrael on the shul, please remind him that he's giving the shit tomorrow. If somebody by pekodin says it was stolen, here's another chiddush. You're not the shame, but it's not chayiv a shavua. He has to deny. For example, you told him that I gave you two cows to mine. He says, no, you didn't. You only gave me one cow to mine. So he's a meide b'miktzus. Because the pasuk, what we learn out meide b'miktzus is ki hu zeh. Who is like he's denying it and says here this I agree on, and who that I'm not talking about, it's far away, that never happened. That's called major mixes. Where that pasuk is written is by Shomer. Ashayim ki huzeh. So learn out from here that the only time a Shomer is chayiv a shvu is if he's a major mixes. My time I'm crossing the pasuk ki huzeh. Was Upliga de Rabchia by Yase, Rabchia by Rabba, argues Rabchia by Yase, much Rabchia is here. Why? It says, Eiruv Parshi is Kosov Kan, famous expression, which means that the Parshi got mixed up. Big Machlek is a shame how to learn it, but Rashi takes it literally that this Pasuk Kiyuzeh, that's written by a shame, it doesn't belong here. It belongs by a case of Halva. In a case of Halva, they say that the only time you swear is if you're a Maidin mixes. No, if you deny the whole thing by Halva, we're going to say, swear. So by Halva, we're going to say if you deny the whole thing, you don't have to swear. Because a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to look at his benefactor in his eyes and say, you never lent me the money. So if he says it, must be saying the truth. But if he's made it apart, then we say, you know what? Swear. But by a pekodin, even if he denies he ever gave him a pekodin, of course he has to swear. Because the person has a chutzpah. I did you a favor watching your animal. So therefore, it could be he's lying and he has to swear. So that's how it actually learns.
So how does he fit in for the fact that the poil the pasuk is here?
There's no fit in for him. This is what the Apesha wanted. We have no fit in for him. But the taste is
a type of thing.
This is even worse than that. This is totally in the wrong place. It's not just out of order. It's in the wrong pasuk. Taste is can be before this very question you're asking here. He said Eid Pasha doesn't mean that it doesn't belong at all in the first place. It belongs in the first place, but it also belongs in the second place. That means by Pekodin sometimes also depends what the argument is. If by Pekodin he says, you never gave it to me. If by Pekodin he says, never gave it to me, and so on and so forth, then we say, what do you call it? A person wouldn't have the chutzpah either. You know why? Because the vart is not because you did me a favor. The vart is, I know that you're lying. In other words, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to say such a blatant lie when I know that you know that I'm a liar. But if I say it was stolen, how do you know it wasn't stolen? You would never know. I think it got lost or whatever. How do you know it didn't get lost? So therefore, I do have the chutzpah to say, now by halva, I can't use an excuse of a stone. So what? You still owe me the $1,000 lunch. I don't care what happened to the money. So therefore, the only excuse that I can have by halva is that I never borrowed from you or I paid you back. So therefore, that's a blatant lie. A person never had the chutzpah. So by halva, if you say I don't owe you the money, I don't have to swear. I don't have to swear by the mixes. By pekodin, it depends. Sometimes you swear by kofer hakol, and sometimes you don't. If it just how tastes in the other shemun. If it's a taina that is doesn't make that you know that I'm lying. For example, I say you never gave me to mind, then I wouldn't have the chutzpah. Then I'd be believed, and the kofer hakol don't have to swear. But if I taina ganav it was stolen, then. What do you call it? Then since I do have the chutzpah, so that's when we say that you don't need you need money to mix this. So
when did we say Ishtamuti Hudu?
Right here, that's too much. So you want to what are we talking about? The chiksev ki huzeh, milva, the chiksev says about milva, maishna milva, why by milva do we say, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference? Why should there be a difference between milva and pekodin? So we're looking more like with Ashlands. Milva, you know why by milva, kofer hakol, if he denies that you ever lend me money, I don't have to swear at all, but by pekodin, if I deny you ever lend me money, I do have to swear. By milva, kiderava grabba, domaraba, mipnemama, taita, maybe it's any shava. Why do you have to say, maybe it makes us, lechaita, you have a migu, you could have denied the whole thing. Chazokin, and maybe one of me, Bob Chaiva, the word to say. that no, it's not a migli because he would. It's a migli d'hazah. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. Nobody has a chutzpah to look at the guy who was so nice to you and lent you money when you needed it, and now suddenly you lie that he ever lent you the money. It's unheard of. So therefore, if he taka would have been instead of denial, he would be believed. Now that he's made it to half the money, and you want to say a migli, you could have denied the whole thing. It's not a migli because he didn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. So how come he has a chutzpah to deny part of it? Sigmar explains. He would love to deny the whole thing. You know why he didn't deny it? He had another chutzpah. Should have been made the whole thing. You know why he denied part of it? So, but denying part of it, he doesn't feel so bad. He feels that if I admit that I owe him the entire $100, he'll demand the money straight away. I don't have it. Let me at least delay a little bit. Hot now, I'll have the money to pay. So I'll be made it to half. That maybe I can afford to pay, or I'll make an effort to pay. And the other half, I will delay as long as possible. Hilchach, therefore, Rama Rachmana Shvule, the Tater said, let's swear, kehecha delay delay. If he was a liar, then what's the point of making him swear? He'll swear false as well. That's how Rashi learns in Bab Metziah. Tater disagrees with that. But, so therefore, Tater said, let him swear, so he won't even lie for half. However, we can say that even if he denies the whole thing, he has a chutzpah, where Rashi learns, because the guy never did you a favor, and forget, I did him a favor, the chutzpah. So even if I deny the whole thing, I have to swear, even on the whole thing. So Rabchiyah by Yosef holds that by Pekotin, that you don't need to have Meidib and Mixes at all, because even if you're Kevin Hakel, you have to swear, because you have the chutzpah. Why do you have the chutzpah? Like Rashi learns, because you didn't do me a favor. Like Tazel learns, because you don't know the truth if I tell you it was stolen. How in the world do you know it wasn't stolen? How do you know? So therefore, I have the chutzpah to say that. I don't have the chutzpah to say you didn't give it to me, but I have the chutzpah to say it's stolen. According to Rashi, you do have the chutzpah to say you didn't give it to me, because I'm doing you a favor. I should feel bad if I'm sick and tired. Anyway. Like the Gemara, Tani Rambam learned Abba Shaimrin, and the four Shaimrin, Tzrichin Kfira B'Mikses, V'Hayda B'Mikses. The four Shaimrin need a partial denial and a partial admission. In other words, Rami Bachama agrees with Rabchia, which Rabchia, the first one Rabchia, but Abba. You need Kfira V'Hayda B'Mikses, V'Elu Hayin Di Shaimrin, Shaimrin Chinam, V'Hashayil, Noisei Socha, V'Hashayichir, all that need about Mikses, because it says the Pasuk Kiyazeh by Shaimrin Chinam. So how do you know by Shaimrin Chinam it says Kiyazeh, Hainu, the same thing applies to all the other Shaimrin? So the Gemara explains, Omer Rav, my time, Adram Bachama, what's the Swara? Shaimrin Chinam, like the Bchiyah, but Abba says, Behed Yaksib, Beit says the Pasuk, Ki Hu, Zeh, that was part of the loan is Hu, and part of the loan is Zeh. Shame is Sachar, Yalif, we learn how Shame is Sachar, Nesina, Nesina, Meshame, Chinam, have the same word, Kiyitain, so therefore we can say Shabbat. And what is going to show you by Shayo, because it says a Pazik, Vichi, Shalzat, and if it's a continuation of the previous Psukim, which means that the Shayo has all the dinim of before, plus, so therefore, so it's going to be mixes. And what about Soichir? A guy who pays a renter, Machlekes will have in Hashoyel in Pesach, where he had it before as well. If a Seich is like a Shoyim Mezachar, like somebody's hired, the same dinim which is Chayiv Gnei Beveda, or like a Shoyim Mechinim, that is only Chayiv of Pshia. So Manushach, Ilamandam a Shoyim Mezachar, Hainu Shoyim Mezachar, and Ilamandam a Shoyim Mechinim, Hainu Shoyim Mechinim. Vam Rabchi Vayesev, Rabchi Vayesev says, Hatoyin, Tayin, Tayin is Ganeb, Pekodin, comes on Rabchi Vayesev, that Rabbi Chiya Yitzchak doesn't believe in this Meidah B'Mikses. He holds that a Shomer is chayiv, even if he denies the whole thing, he is chayiv to pay. Because he doesn't hold it. He said the Pasuk Ki Yozeh belongs by Halva. He now comes in and throws in and he says the following, Rabbi Yitzchak, Hatoyin Tain is Galeb B'Pekodin. You gave me to mind something for you and I say it was stolen. Einu chayiv. We're going to have three opinions there. He's not chayiv. Ad Chi Yishlech B'Yad. He's not chayiv to kaifel. Remember, we said if you tiny that it was stolen, turned out to be that it was sitting in your barn, you became a guy. Now, before we had an opinion that said, that as soon as you denied that you gave me the pekudin, you became a guy of that minute. Because till now, the property, your goods were in my house and the section where it was sitting was if it's yours. But the moment I deny it, I take my house back. So therefore, it's my house, it's my chotzen, and I'm trying to steal your object, so my chotzen is kainer. That's what Avshesha said. Even before I made a shavu. Comes when Rechiyah Bar Abba says that if you tanya that was stolen, that alone, and it turned out to be I was a liar, that doesn't warrant me to pay double. You know when I become a ganef? Not just when it's sitting, not just when I swear. I also have to be shaleich yad. I actually have to use it because the pasuk says im lo yishalach yadik. He has to swear that he didn't use it.
So if you just keep it in your storage,
you're not. You pay back the keren, but you don't pay the kefil. You're not a ganef yet. So he says the ochem yad. He says hatoyin tain the ganef begotten einu chayiv na chayiv the extra the kefil ad she yishlech bo yad. Before he made the shvuah, he did something to steal. Shalich is yad. In other words, he used. When I mind something for you as a favor, I have no right to use it for myself. The moment I use it for myself, you shall have bayad. And therefore, that's, and then I make a shvuah. That's when I become a ganer. That's when you pay double. My time of wine. Because that's a possibility. When Nikra Balabai is Elikim, the Balabai brings this shema to a bezin, and the shema has to say, Im lo yishalach yodeh melech hasreya. He didn't use it. Miklal, when does he become a ganer? But he did use it. Miklal, the yishalach bayad mechayiv. So he holds. Only this will hold. He holds that first, before even you went to Bezin, it's not just the fact that sitting in your house. To do something, you use it for yourself. And then you swore that you never gave it to me. Oh, sorry, you swore that it was stolen. You're telling your tain is ganef. So the shvua, together with the fact that Shalei B'yad, makes you a ganef. If you're caught, you pay double. Okay? So the Gemara, the Membra, so therefore, what are you trying to say? When it says the Pasuk Asher Yashil Kim, you're guilty, the B'sholach B'yad, Askin, and what? That you're trying to say that you're not Chayiv after the Shavuah until also you were Shaleich Bayad first. Omeluhu Rabchiyah Barabba. So Rabchiyah Barabba said to Rabbi Yosef, they're obviously constantly quarreling. So Rabchiyah Barabba said to Rabbi Yosef, to Rabchiyah Bar Yosef, Omeluhu Rabchiyah Barabba, Rabbi Yechen, Rabbi Yechen said, no, by Medes Alavusa Shonu, he said, you're not Shaleich Bayad. Rabbi, forget. The animal is sitting out there away from you and you didn't touch it, and still, since you swore, the swearing is what makes you the ganef. When you swore that it was stolen and then it turned out to be that it wasn't stolen, that's what makes you the ganef. Not the fact that it was in your house, not the fact that you used it. No, you don't need it. Shichas yad is means that you had no right to it. It's like you're chayiv now, but keren, paying kefil is only if you swore. Tell me, how do you learn Sam Shab Yechen? Is he learning Dafke by Medes Alvus Kamar? Is he talking about Dafke? You were not Shaleich Yad, and therefore the Shavuah is what makes you Ganav. But Faket, Abba Shalom Bayad. But if you Shaleich Bayad, maybe you don't pay double. What's the svar on that? Interesting thing. Abba Shalom Bayad, if I was Shaleich Bayad, which I had no right to use, you gave me an object to mine for you, an animal to mine. I started using it for myself. I just did Shlichas Yad. I became a ganef. So when I then tomorrow went to Bez and I swore that it was stolen, in the way it's true, it was stolen by me. Because it was stolen yesterday. So therefore, the Shavuah doesn't make you pay kefil. Forget, if you were Shaleich B'yad and then if you were Shaleich B'yad, there is no kefil. In other words, maybe Bechon holds the only time you pay kefil is you were not Shaleich B'yad. The only thing I did was I swore that it was stolen. And that shvua that was stolen is what makes me a ganef, and you pay double. But if what do you call it? It says he must say a ganef. You're the ganef. Then you pay double. That's so much sure. But if you were shaleich, but yeah, the shlichas yad itself makes you the ganef, and then afterwards, if I swear that it was stolen, what am I paying for? The swearing is true. Or anyway, yeah. So what's pshat? Yeah. You're lighting him up. So the shvuah didn't do anything. You already became a ganef before it. So what did the shvuah do for you? The shvuah didn't achieve anything. So therefore, there's no double. Idilma or maybe Rabbi Yechon's pshat is afilu when medes alavuzikamim. Maybe Yechon holds both. If you were shaleich b'yad together with the shvuah, of course you're a ganef. Of course you pay double. The chiddush of Yechon is that even though that you were not shaleich b'yad, the shvuah itself is enough to make you a ganef, a double. So which one is it? Good question. I didn't hear that. But I heard a similar case. Till now we're learning that you tiny it was stolen. What about Hatoyin Tainis Ovad? You claimed that it was lost. And Vinishba, you swore that it was lost. Now, if you say that it was lost, and you swore that it was lost, it's going to be a lie, you don't pay double. The only time you pay double is if you're a Toyin Tainis Ganef. So the Shvua means that you're the Ganef. But if I say it was lost and turned out to be sitting in my house, okay, I got to give it back to you. But I don't, and if I made it to the shore, I've got to pay the chaymish and the carbon ushan. But you don't pay that double. But this is what happened. First he tined it was lost, and he swore. Then the chaza v'ton tined his ganef. And then he turned around and he swore that it was stolen. He volunteered another shore. So he did swear that it was stolen, but it was after already he swore that it was lost. V'nishbar swore, uvo edim, came along edim, he does have to pay double. Why does it pay double? Because the first shvuah already made you the ganef. But you didn't become a ganef through Tanya Tainas ganef. When you said it was lost, you're a liar. Because it's sitting in your house, so you're already a ganef. But you, so therefore, the second shvuah, when you said it was stolen, what did you add to the first shvuah? You already stole it already before anyway. My time, Allah b'shu dekan b'shu d'shayna. So the same sort over here. If you were shaleich b'yad, you already became a ganef. And then if after shaleich b'yad, I became a ganef, I now go ahead and I make a shvuah. The shvuah didn't achieve anything. The only time that the shvuah turns you into a ganav, you pay double, is if the shvuah adds something to what you did before. But if you already shaleich b'yad, you became a ganav, what did the shvuah add? If you already swore that it was lost, and then you already ganav, and then you made another shvuah, you got it, what did you add? Nothing. Oh, malay. So that's his ayah. Says you what? Oh, malay. He said to him, in other words, when I swore that it was stolen, I added to what it was before. When I was ashamed, I was chayiv, you know, let's say, pshia, gneva, ba'aveda. And now that I say that, or even chayiv einsin, but now that I say it was stolen, I'm chayiv for everything. If it died, ma'achno lach, I'm chayiv. So I took on an extra notch of shmira, because the din is when you're a ganav, if you have to mind that object and respond, no matter what happens to it, until you give it back to the original owner. So the shvuah achieved something. But where the shvuah achieves nothing, then what are you paying double for? If I swore already it was lost, I'm already ganav. So what did my second shvuah add? If I was shaleich b'yad, I became a ganav. So what did my shvuah add? Nothing. That's what he wants to learn.
But the first shvuah he doesn't have to pay kaif for the first shvuah.
Yeah, true. But he doesn't add any, he's already ganav. Kaif was a payment, and that doesn't add in, it doesn't have nothing to do with the your relationship with the object. Either way, I'm a ganef, and I have to pay. A gazan doesn't pay kaifel either. But I have to pay you back the keren, and if anything happens to it, my tough luck. So when I add in the second shvuah that I'm a ganef, what did I add? What's the payment? That's irrelevant. In the shmita level, in my relationship with the object, I added nothing. So therefore, that's what Chiyah bar Abba wants to say. Chiyah bar Yais wants to say. So he said back to him. Eat manami. I'm like, no. Hoyel v'yotzei de bailim b'shvud shayna. There, it's not because you were kainit already and became a ganav and the second shvud didn't add anything. It's more to do with the fact that you made a shvuah to the balabas, a shvuah that the Torah said you had to make, and you swore that it was lost, and therefore bezin doesn't get involved anymore. We're not interested in your second shvuah. Your second shvuah, you come over and I want to swear it was stolen. We don't care. You already swore that it was lost. As far as we're concerned, you ended the case here. There's no second case here. So therefore, the second shvuah does not have a din of a shvuah's dayanim. That's why it doesn't bring upon you a din of kefil. But in the case where you shaleich b'yad, where there was no shvuah at all, and then you swore that it was stolen, no raya, maybe takya, you do have to pay kefil. So there's no raya from the fact that you made two shvuahs to a case where you only shaleich yad, and then you made a shvuah. If you store that it was stolen, that it was lost, then when you swore, first you tiny that it was lost, then you swore. Then you swore that it was stolen, and you swore. Sorry, then you tiny it was stolen, then you swore. You don't pay kaifel. Why don't you pay kaifel? And the word is, not because the second shvuah didn't add anything to the first one. It's because the first one already ended your relationship with the bezin. As far as the Bezin is concerned, we're happy. When you swore that it was, you tiny it was lost, and you swore it was lost, end of matter, end of discussion. When you come in and say, I want to say it's stolen, we don't care anymore. Not interested. So if you're going to swear, nothing to do with the Bezin. That's why it doesn't bring upon you a kefil. But in the case where
because
you
were shaleir, it's not an official shvuah.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't have official shvuah. But in the case where you were shaleir b'yad, which means you became a ganav, but you didn't swear, and now you come and swear it was stolen, and turn to be your liar, maybe you do have to pay double. No raya, one way or another. If you tiny that it was stolen by Pekotin, Kivan Shishalab Bayad Potter. If you used it before you made the shvuah, and then you swore that it was stolen, you are Potter. Why are you Potter? Not the reason you gave it for, because you already became a ganef, and once it became a ganef, what's the point of the shvuah? That's why. My time, you know why? Just look at the word in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, the nikra balabayis alakim. When do we bring it to the bezin? When do we invite him to make a shvuah? Im loy shalach yade. Only if he was not shalach yad. Ha shalach yad. Who was shalach yad? then Potter the Shvur doesn't do anything. It's like there's a kosev. Not the, you gave a svare because once you stole it, you already became totally responsible for the object. And then I swear that I'm a, that it was stolen. You didn't add anything to your relationship to the object. Therefore, how does it bring kaful? He Reb Sheshes says the same thing in halacha, the outcome, but he has a svare. He has a pasuk. The nikkabal by the lakim. When do you swear? Im lo shol yodim. Shol yodim. There's no about shvurim. Om le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a question. But the haloi, we know that shol the shvur is mash bin oisir. We'll have but matzia that there are actually three shvurim that we make every shemus swear. First of all, if a shemus says that it was stolen, let's say a loss, he has to make three shvurim. First of all, or shemus chinim. A shemus chinim wants to be potter, right? He's not allowed to be pashay negligent. He's made three shvurim. Number one is shvur shol ay pashay tiba. He has to swear that he wasn't negligent. The second shvur is that I didn't use it for my own purpose, that would make me a ganet. And the third one is shvur she'ena b'shusi. We'll learn already the machlokes Rashi Tosfos whether this is Google shvur or this is all we'll learn from Pesukim Torah. My la na. The shvur shalei shalachti b'yad is right sandwiched in between the two. The question is, do we compare it to the shvur that's loy p'shaiti bo, or do we compare it to the shvur she'ena b'shusi? My love, shvua luchayda, is compared to shvua shemeshusi. My love, shvua shalei shalachti b'yad, I didn't use it. Dumi is exactly like shvua she'ena b'shusi. What happens? My shvua she'ena b'shusi. What happens if you swear that it, I don't have it? And turn around, you do have it. What's the din? Ki megalya milsa di isa b'shusi. If we find a take that it was in your house and you're a ganef, chayiv you chayiv get double because you said it wasn't in your house. And turn around, the edim come along and say it wasn't in your house, so you're chayiv kaful. So av shvur shalei shalachti b'yad is the same thing. If it turned out to be that you're a liar, ki megalya milsa the shalei b'yad chayev you a chayev. So therefore, if you're a liar, chayev kaful, you're chayev. If you were shalei b'yad, you're still chayev. You're chayev. The kasha you'd have just said that if shalei b'yad, it turned out to be you're a ganev, you don't have to make you don't pay double. It seems clearly that the shvur shalei shalachti b'yad has the same impact as the shvur shein b'shusi. That what? You pay double on both. So he says, no, I'm a lay. Who told you? Loi, shvur shalei shalachti b'yad, do me the shalei p'shaiti bo. Ma, shvur shalei p'shaiti bo. Just like p'shaiti bo, for sure. If let's say it was negligent, no one's going to say you pay double. You just pay back whatever the animal's worth. Ki megal yimil to the poshbo. Turned out to be that he swore false. What happened? But to me, kefu, you don't pay kefu, you just got to pay for the animal. So too, shvur shalei shalachti b'yad, ki megal yimil to when it revealed to us the shalei b'yad, but to me, kefu, he's part of a kefu. Because Kodav Sheshes holds that shalachti, but if you use it for yourself, you're a gazlan and you pay only keren. You don't pay. When do you pay kefil if you tiny that it was stolen from you when it wasn't stolen from you and you did not use it yet? So you didn't become a ganav until the shvur. The shvur is what made you a ganav. Just like shvur she'ena b'shusi. When you swear that's not a my b'shus, either because you never gave it to me, whatever. She'ena b'shus, not my b'shus. That is what makes you a ganav. You pay double. But shalachti b'yad. If you used it, the shalich is yad itself. The moment you used it, you became a ganav already. So the swearing afterwards didn't have any impact. And you don't pay double. Boy, I'll start a new in here. So we'll stop him. Okay, we'll take over tomorrow.